Earlier this week, Pope John Paul II told Bishop Wilton Gregory, head of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, that he was deeply wounded by the pedophilia scandal facing the Catholic Church in America. Bishop Gregory says the Pope is eager to help formulate new policies to deal with cases of sexual abuse by the clergy. Gregory adds the Pope did not discuss the situation of Boston's Archbishop Cardinal Bernard Law. Archbishop Law has been pressured to resign for his handling of accusations against priests in his archdiocese, but yesterday he reasserted that he will not step down. Since this recent storm of allegations of sexual abuse by Roman Catholic priests, district attorneys in many states are grappling with new questions. How do they enforce the law while respecting the sanctity of religious institutions? We turn now to DAs in two different states. First, to District Attorney Stephanie Anderson in Portland, Maine, where the Catholic diocese initiated contact with her office.
Well, counsel for the diocese called me, and they told me that they would like to give me whatever I would like to have, that they wanted me to look into this and to, you know, prosecute anyone that could be prosecuted.
Wow, were you surprised?
Well, you know, I was a little bit, because that came right on the heels of Boston, where the prosecutors there were hauling the diocese into court to get records. So it was very different.
What documents did they turn over to you? What do you have now?
Well, what they've turned over so far are synopses of every complaint that's been made against a priest going back 75 years, including deceased priests.
75 years, that's a long time. That's a lot of records.
It is a lot of records. It's a lot of records, but what I wanted to do was I wanted to capture any allegation that may have been made by a still living person.
So even though an allegation may have been made against a priest who's now deceased, you want to know about this? What could you do with such an allegation?
Well, I'm not exactly sure what we'll do. But I know that I've been hearing a lot from victims, and they've been calling me and writing me and sending me emails, and I think it's very helpful to them to realize that other people have made allegations against the same person.
Maine is one of the states that has a law on the books already requiring church officials to turn over such incriminating information regarding sexual abuse.
That's correct.
So you should already have this information.
Well, the law has been on the books for 5 years, and for the past 5 years, I have received maybe three allegations of sexual abuse, which we've investigated.
Ms. Anderson, you've got 75 years' worth of documents that you've got to pore over. What do you expect to find?
It's a little too early to say. Obviously, if there are any prosecutable cases, we will prosecute them. And in terms of what kind of disclosure should be made with respect to priests against whom we cannot prosecute but are still out there, and maybe they're a school teacher or working in a bookstore or something, you know, we'll evaluate it case by case. But we are concerned not only with prosecutable cases, but with protecting the public safety as well.
Stephanie Anderson is a district attorney in Portland, Maine. Ms. Anderson, thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you very much for asking me.
Meanwhile, in Denver, Colorado, a law is pending in the state legislature that would require priests to report any instances of abuse. But Denver District Attorney Bill Ritter isn't waiting for that to pass before he acts. Bill Ritter joins us on the phone from his office. Mr. Ritter, what has your office been doing?
I approached our diocese, had a conversation with them where I asked to see their policy. And once I looked at their policy, I asked to meet with them, or actually they offered to meet with me. It's interesting, this policy was written in 1991, and we have a state statute that mandates the reporting of child abuse, neglect, including sexual abuse, by different professions, but the clergy were not included. However, our archdiocese, when writing their policy, just borrowed the language from the statute, and it basically says if you have reason to know or suspect that a child has been sexually abused, then you have a reporting requirement under archdiocese policy that you must report it to law enforcement or to human services.
So has the Catholic Diocese in Denver, Colorado, to the best of your knowledge, complied with that language?
Well, my discussions with them about compliance were that they had complied, and we have no reason at all to disbelieve them.
I understand you've talked with some other district attorneys about how they're going to handle similar cases in their jurisdictions. Has there been any agreement on a single method or a single way you all feel that you need to proceed?
There has not been anything formulated in the way of a policy for the DAs nationwide, and that really reflects the different local character in different jurisdictions. Boston obviously has a tremendous problem, and it's a problem separate and I think distinct from a lot of other archdioceses. So I think it really is up to the local prosecutor to decide whether or not the approach has to be, proactive in that you go looking for priests where there have been allegations and looking at different parishes those priests have been in, and or whether you do something on the order of what we've done, which is approach the diocese, ask about their policy, ensure there's compliance, or in the case where there's not a policy, assist them in writing one.
Denver District Attorney Bill Ritter spoke to us from his office. Thanks, Mr. Ritter.
Thank you.